in a corps that stood before the king for a half a day. I'm the pet of all the slaveys, and I'm very pleased to say they all throw kisses mixed with smiles to get me on the dot. But there's one called Daisy, she's the dearest. Daisy, oh, the lot. I ain't mind, I'm telling you. We're a lot of boys, us chaps, and the horse kelties. Of course, you know, we're not allowed to marry in this regiment that I'm in, unless that we have the general's permission. And of course, before that we can have the general's permission, you know what that means. You've got to be very well acquainted with the general. Yes, and the general and I are very well acquainted. Very. In fact, the general and I are very thick. Very thick. I believe I'm the thickest of the two. The general said to me the other day there when him and I were sitting, of course this is confidential, this is between you and I. We were sitting in the canteen the other night there having a couple of bottles of stout and just sitting and talking and speaking to one another. He said, Sandy, he said, I've been hearing that the regiment's going to be ordered abroad, and if that's the case, he says, you'll take command of the colors. I said, but who's to be looking after the canteen? Oh, he said, I will. I said, will you? If you do, said I, that's where we'll keep the colors. But going from the canteen and talking about this girl of mine, mind I'm telling you, she is my Daisy, my bonnie Daisy. She's the sweetest sugar candy, and she's very fond of Sandy, and a weary for my dearie. I would rather lose my pup than lose my Daisy. She's my Daisy, a bonnie Daisy. She's the sweetest sugar candy, she's very fond of Sandy, and a weary for my dearie. I would rather lose my spurs than lose my Daisy. I would rather lose my strips than lose my Daisy. Well, I'm telling you, if you've seen her, boys, I don't want to say anything, but goodness.